Got some haters now, dude. You see that on Instagram?
Yeah, people being egregiously mean.
Do you think that we're at the haters stage, or you think it's just like a just one rare moment? Because we had
I think it's because we like weirdly we might have been the first people to ever get both sides to agree on something.
Yeah,
because they're both the libs and the repubs are both like being really mean, saying that like we're like pieces of shit, we should die.
Yeah,
in the comments, which is pretty, which is always nice to see.
It's kind of dope, the Hunter Biden clip, and it's just like, well, we're saying like we don't have to go over it, but we're just saying like the fact that he smokes crack and embezzles money is cool, and they're like, oh yeah, what, you think it's funny he fucks kids?
I didn't know. First of all, I didn't even know that he was a pedo. I just assumed because, like, I think that just runs in the Biden name. But like, also,
you think that's funny?
Also, it's just like crazy that you can, like, it shows you just how stupid people are and how politically driven their brain is. Like, we're literally saying, not in a matter of words or speaking, but like we're just saying through satire that this person is a ridiculous excuse for a human being.
Yeah.
And the people, the Republic, like the right people that were commenting,
the far right.
The far right are fucking so dumb.
Yeah, bro. A kid commented today, like, oh yeah, you think pedophilia is funny?
Did we say like, that bro, anywhere?
What?
Did we say that no, in the video?
They're fucking just going like full Jason Aldean on us. Yeah. Like, they're just like,
going full Kane.
Try that in a small town. You hear that controversy?
Yeah.
With that song?
I don't know how I feel it? About that.
Well, like, my take on the song is, I don't think he was directing it towards black dudes, but also at the same time, why were you using BLM riot footage?
Yeah, so it's like you, it's like
in the music video.
Yeah. Oh, I actually didn't know that.
So yeah, in the music video, because the whole time, you know, it's country, you know, dirt. Try that in a small town, like us white boys, we're gonna get you. That's what he was saying. But then in the music video, he used BLM riot footage from the riots. Oh, and like obviously BLM is a big. They're cool, too. They embezzled tons of money, which we're fans of on the show.
Big embezzlement guy.
So, like, I guess people were like, well, basically, is he saying that, like, come to our town with your BLM shit and we'll blow your head off?
I think he knows what he's doing.
You think Jason knows what he's doing?
I would have gave him, I didn't know about the music video. I would have gave him the benefit of the Drew Doughty if it was just, because if you read the song, you almost, like, first of all, it's an egregious song no matter what. Like, it's so ridiculous.
Try that in a small town.
What happened to
Bow!
What happened when country was just singing about, like, laying in the back of the bed of a truck with a girl and staring at stars? Like, that's my type of country music. Not about, like, being a vigilante and, like, killing people that come into your town because there's, like, two. You get one gas station. And I'm from a small town, too. We had zero stores in my hometown.
You didn't, like, drink Tennessee Honey Jack Daniels and then all of a sudden just be like, try that in this town! You're just kind of just yelling at nobody. Like, who are you talking to?
Yeah, it seems just like, I didn't know about the music video, so that does change my opinion on it, definitely. Because at first I was like, you know what? Like, it almost seems racist if you assume that that's just about a black person because that's not fair.
I think we just need to settle it with a race war. Just have the whites can sign up. The blacks can sign up.
But we don't have to. I don't have to participate in that.
No, right? You don't have to.
Okay, because I have no problem. I have no problem with anyone.
Throw us all in. Okay, so everyone that signed up, right? Put them in Wyoming. Battle it out. I don't know, guns or no guns. Which one? If no guns, dude, my money's on. I mean, I watch the NFL. Like, I would bet on the blacks all day in a hypothetical race war. But with the guns,
I don't really know who.
You get a bunch of Aldeans down there. I don't know. Anyway, let's just have a race war. Whoever wants to sign up, whatever happens, happens. There's a winner. There's a loser. We shake hands after, and we're done with this shit. I'm tired.
Racism is so played out. Like, it's so old. Like,
my grandpa was doing it.
Yeah.
Like, let's move on.
Like, think about it. It's the most played out shit ever. I can't believe people still are racist. Like, we wear shoes for like shoes come and go. Like, when was the last time you saw someone wearing Roshans?
While.
Yeah. And like, so shoes are coming in, shoes and fashion go in waves, but why doesn't like racism, like, why can't we have like little periods of time where no one's mad at someone else?
Let's get mad at something else.
Yeah, let's pick
like,
something
what
else.
What would be cool to be mad at? Like, something else.
There's way worse things. Like, personality traits make more sense
Let's get mad at dudes that start business podcasts.
Yeah.
Any podcast, actually. If you have a podcast, fuck you.
Losers.
Yeah, I just thought it was funny that, I mean, dude, Jason Aldean's gonna Aldean, you know? Like,
I don't know much about him, if I'm being honest. I don't listen to country music. I like,
do you like country at all?
Not really. I like,
really?
I like the little, I like some songs. Like, uh-huh. I've never listened to a country album. I'll like hear a song, I'll be like, you know what? Because I'm not one of these people that just like swears off genres. If I like a song, I like a song. So yeah. I'm not my style. I don't like, it's too positive most of the time. It's too much about like, I don't know, I like music that's like fucking depressing as hell. So
I noticed that about you.
Yeah, I do like that.
Yeah, because a country song, you could have a country song named like, Here We Go Now, or like,
yeah,
This Night. And it's so just like, we're all having a good time. That stuff I like. Yeah, I can't swear off a whole genre either, though. I like all, I don't know how you could, right? Like, how can you say like, I don't like a whole genre?
Yeah, we don't even need, the idea of genres is actually outplayed as well. We don't need to split. We always like splitting shit up into groups, like splitting them, just like.
Why do you like depressing stuff?
I just always liked it. Like, I grew up listening to like Taking Back Sunday and shit, and then I got into, I don't know. I'm a big punk rock guy. Just like, I miss you so much. I'm listening to music in my car. I like
it is stuff. Good.
Yeah. I don't know. Just my style.
I think like, because people that sing the depressing emo stuff, like they put their heart and soul into that.
That's
shit.
Also a thing. I'm a big lyrics guy. For me, I'm a big lyricism guy. And I'm a big music has to mean something or else I don't want to listen to it. So like, I guess in genre, if I was to swear off a genre, it'd be like pop. Because pop's just music that makes people want to be like, want to listen to in their car. And like, it's commercial. So like, you're making it to make money. So, which is fine. People do that all the time. But that would say that's like a genre I don't listen to much. Because if it doesn't mean anything, then yeah. I don't know. I don't really get the point, if I'm being honest.
Yeah. I like it sometimes.
Sounds
like,
kind of pretentious, yeah. But I'm just saying.
Like Becky G kind of stuff. Like, singing in the shower, looking in the mirror. And then,
I remember having her.
She's still popping. Becky G?
Wait, which one's Becky G?
She's the one that goes, singing in the mirror, I was looking in the shower. And then like Ty Dolla Sign shows up with no shirt on. And that's the whole song.
I was going to look her up, but I'll just throw a picture of her.
Dude, she's keeping it tight. I DM her every night.
Becky G? That'd be a funny like person to DM every night because she's definitely married. Like has a kid. Wait, I might be thinking of someone else. Becky G.
White dudes with dangling earrings be like, there's a goalie in the net, but it doesn't mean you can't score. Remember that phrase was going around?
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
Bro, you could be a dude with like the right haircut and a dangly earring, and a chick will just be like, yeah, but like I love his vibe though. And then that will form into like a 3.5 year emotionally abusive relationship. It's always those dudes.
Yeah. There's a lot of them here.
There's a ton.
With like that kind of, I'm not bashing this haircut at all, but they sometimes like to have the little perm on top.
Yeah, little like it looks like they had a fan pointed up and they were standing over it for like 3 hours.
Oh no, that one is great. That's like the new like up and coming one where it like looks like they like in order to obtain this hairstyle, it's like a very Gen Z. You put the hat on and then you probably have to blow dry it and it looks like your hair is like a mushroom. We should do that for an episode.
3,000 subscribers, I'll do it. Jeff, throw up a picture of that new TikTok haircut we're talking about.
Yeah. But you
know, and also remind us to send it, please.
You know what? I've been loving. Not really. I'm kind of losing my interest in social media lately. But there's one interest that I think is the best, or the best part of Twitter now. Or I can't say Twitter; it's X. But is the bookmark feature?
Yeah.
Because you will see a picture of just like a random girl, and you go to the bookmark, and it has a ton. So someone tweet. This is a specific tweet I saw today. It was just like one of the media people for the Bayern Munich soccer team. It was just like her. She was like an attractive person. She was just walking, like fully clothed and everything. Had like 4,000 bookmarks.
Beauty.
I never realized that I'm not even in the top 3 quartiles of horniness when it comes to men. I'm not even close to being as horny as a lot. And I had no idea until Twitter.
Bro, dudes on the net, especially like Middle Eastern dudes. No offense, but they are. Bro, Middle Eastern dudes on the net, on the World Wide Web, are so horny. Bookmarks are the new likes. Because if you like something, it shows up in your likes tab. So, like, all these dudes are married, they have chicks and everything. You can't be liking, like, a fat butt or a hot girl.
Yeah.
So now, but you could just bookmark it. So you're subtly complimenting her, too.
But you're also, like, I see more as I'm saving this for later.
Yeah.
Like, a little, like... A little dark.
Yeah, that's a different kind of horned up to be going to your bookmarks to, like...
That I'm saying, I don't think we've... I don't think... Like, we know... We know nothing about the ocean, but I feel like we know less about the depths of which how horny dudes can be. Because it just keeps... The more we start learning about human behavior, the crazier it gets.
Yeah, I mean, I don't do the online, like, the bookmarking and the liking, stuff like that, but... Definitely, I feel like, I don't know, in person, I feel like I want to walk up, I mentally bookmark things. Like, if you're walking through TSA, like, the airport's a weird place, because all dudes are horny in the airport. I don't know why.
I think everybody's horny in the airport. Like, you see someone relatively close to your age at the airport, you're like, you think, you, like, there's a chance you guys are going to start dating.
Right, that's kind of what I'm getting at, because I'll be like, damn! Like, what are you doing later?
Yeah, like, where are you flying? I might change my flight.
She's like, I work here.
That's why it says TSA on my shirt.
Yeah, that is weird when two, like, similar age people are, like, hot. We got to stop hot people from hooking up with each other.
Yeah, I think if there was a law where hot people had to hook up with ugly people, we would create this pretty much like this base of hotness where, like, that would be that would be it. Everyone would be the same.
Yeah. You know what that just reminded me of? Barbie and Ken, dude.
The new Barbie. Yeah. You're going to see it? You're going to go see it? I'm assuming you haven't seen it.
I don't know, dude, because Barbie in 2023, like, that scares me. I don't know what it's about. I could guess.
I mean, I could guess, too, but I'm more surprised that other people are surprised that it's, like, it's a woman empowerment movie.
I want to guess what it is.
Okay.
But you're right. I want to guess. This is my take on what the Barbie movie in 2023 is. Wait, do you know what it is? Because you said it's empowering or whatever.
I've heard that, and that's kind of what I expected. That's why I'm surprised that other people are surprised. I just don't.
Yeah.
It blows my mind that you would going to the Barbie movie and being mad that it's like a woman empowerment and feminist movie is like going to a movie with The Rock and getting upset when you see explosions. What did you expect? That's what the movie's for. People tell their different stories. I don't understand. It's like the same people that I never realized how much people like to complain until these two movies came out. People complaining Oppenheimer didn't have enough. Is it offensive? Like, bro, I can't believe people watch a movie and the first thing they do is they start imagining. I already know because I know human behavior more than most people.
That's true. You do.
They're sitting in the movie and they're already thinking before the movie's over, how can I... What's my opinion on this movie? Because I'm going to tweet this after to my 450 followers. What's my opinion on this movie and how can I be angry about it?
Ben Shapiro went with a notepad. You see that?
He's like, yeah, well... In his all black fit.
Yeah, that's kind cute. Of gangster though.
He was kind of dripping.
I am going to tear this movie apart. Now, if Barbie was my daddy... Well, if Barbie was being a bad girl and I was her daddy, that means she needs a spanking.
Jeff, put that video. We got to send Jeff that video to put that up because you need contacts with that video. Yeah. That's one of my favorites.
So I don't know what the Barbie movie's about.
I don't know either, but I just like, I don't understand why people feel the need to go to things that they don't enjoy and then get mad.
Yeah, I don't know. In 2023, I could see it going down like this. I'm going to tell you what it is. So you got Barbie. She's hot. She's confident. She's funny. She's got a good group of friends. She's got a nice rack. And she's having a day drink at the Barbie dream house. Ken shows up. Ken, great looking guy. Abs, trust fund, good hairline. He shows up. Things are cool. Ken has a couple drinks. And eventually, he ends up cornering Barbie in the kitchen of the dream house, like with his hand like on the cabinet. You know how dudes
one hand above her head?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like, Barbie, like, what's even your body count? Like, what am I getting into? And she's like, what the fuck, Ken? Like, I didn't even know you were gonna be here. Like, I didn't even invite you to this day drink. I didn't know you're gonna be here.
Ken, you're in peyote again?
And then Ken's just like, dude, I know you're DMing the running back on the Chargers, Barbie. Like, she's like, that's none of your fucking business. Like, you fucked half my friends at this day drink, Ken. So then like they get over it. They end up whacking that night, and then they get back together, and like 3 days into it, dude, like Ken just goes back to his toxic ways.
Yeah.
And he's like saying shit about how she should get fake tits, and she's like, why are you always saying that? Why are you always saying I should get, and he's like, I'm not. He's like, if you want fake tits, if you want to get them bigger, like I'm saying I would support that. Like if you want, she's like, well, you always fucking bring it up.
I've never even said I wanted it.
I never said that. I'm not once.
I'm comfortable with my fucking body.
And then, yeah, I don't know. And then I feel like after that, she would just be like, your fucking friends suck. And also half of them are zesty as hell.
Yeah.
And then Ken's just like, yeah, no shit, they're zesty. I'm fucking bi.
He does seem bi.
And then I don't know how else.
He seems like he can make a great macchiato at Starbucks.
Yeah, I don't know how else. That's as far as I can get. That's my prediction of what it would be.
It sounds better than what I bet it is. I don't know. It could be good. I probably won't see it in theaters because it's like one of those. I'm not going to go to a theater unless it's exponentially enhancing the experience of the movie, which like what Oppenheimer, I will see in theaters.
Bro, people are dressing up.
Yeah, that's crazy. I kind of like it. Like, it was cool. The lead up until the movies was really cool because everybody was kind of in a good mood, like Barbenheimer, like everybody was making jokes and shit. And then once the movies came out, everybody just started getting mad at each other about their opinions on movies, even though, like, why would your opinion of a movie affect my life at all? It doesn't because I'm not a fucking loser that spends my entire life on the internet. But that's just what the world we live in. So that's – I just – Twitter's – social media is getting to the point where I think it's I'm going to hang up my cleats on it a little bit.
Barbie's a lesbian. Well, she should come out. I don't know what the movie is, but she should come out and be like, I don't even need you, Ken. Fuck that. And her friends just like, they start like a boutique. And
they start scissoring. Because a lot of people, when they used to use Barbies growing up, they would make them scissor anyways.
Yeah. That was a big thing to do when you were a young man. Make the Barbie scissor. But yeah, there's two types of guys. There's guys that saw their sister's Barbies and they ripped the heads off, and then the other group of guys made them scissor.
Yeah. See, I feel like I also wouldn't understand Barbie that much because I didn't grow up with dolls. Like, I didn't have a sister or anything, so I feel like it would fall on deaf ears.
Yeah, I would take my sister's Barbie sometimes and just, like, kind of, like, never mind. I didn't do anything. Yeah. No, I never took my sister's Barbies. Don't clip that. Yeah, I don't know. And also, like, Barbie's dream house, who financed that? Like, not that she can't get it on her own. I'm just curious. Like, where that is, her dad, like, someone powerful?
What does she do for a living? Do you know?
She's own, I don't know.
She's
a hot, confident young lady, and there's nothing wrong with that. Just get the Kens out of your life. Ken definitely has a dangly earring.
Yeah, he looks like it. They should have made it way different. They should have made it just about, like, doing drugs and partying. Because that's what I picture. When I picture Barbie's dream house, I picture this, like, pink house on, like, in South Beach. Mm. And everyone's always coming over and just doing a bunch of cool drugs and, like, doing coke off, like, a granite countertop.
Doing coke off, like, Barbie's friend's tits.
Yeah, like, right, like off their plastic tits. But I mean that in both senses of words.
Yeah.
Like, plastic, you know.
On the other hand, I don't know what Oppenheimer's about. Something about...
What's the deal with the atomic bomb?
It's about the atomic bomb?
It's about how when we dropped the A-bomb on Japan.
Why did we do that? Didn't they shoot us up first, though?
Pearl Harbor.
Oh, shit.
Don't poke the bear.
Yeah, dude, I feel like we shouldn't drop bombs on people, but, like, if you're going to poke the bear.
Yeah, I just don't understand the mentality of going to see a movie and then getting angry about it online. I just think maybe you should hit yourself in the head with a hammer next time.
Say it right into the camera. People should kill themselves.
If you are someone that tweets your opinion of movies online, on Twitter specifically, or X, and you get mad about it online, take a hammer, go down to your tool shed, take a hammer, and smash yourself in the head with it 9 times.
Shit, dude. You see Kaleidoscope yet?
No, it's on my list. Can't even watch Netflix either.
You see Quarterback?
Still can't get in. Can't even watch that either.
Dude, there's a big power outage where I'm at. I've been at internet in like 3 days.
Really?
Yeah. I've been like jerking it to magazines and stuff. I can't even get on anything. It's insane.
What magazines, like at home?
Yeah. The ones you get in the mail that's just like Bob's Furniture, wholesale discount, Everything Must Go.
Everything Must Go.
That's the type of shit that gets me fired up.
They're just like, yeah, that'd be cool. They should put, like, I know you can't really do it anymore, but they got to bring back, like, the whole sex sells approach. Just have, like, Everything Must Go, and it's just, like, this woman on a couch with just huge cans. And it's the couch is 70% off, and she's saying there's some sort of caption, rather, about her taking 70% of her clothes off. Something simple and, you know.
Yeah.
Easy to understand for the audience.
Yeah, I'm down for that. Yeah. Speaking of Quarterback, I saw Colt McCoy in Whole Foods today. Not to dox him, but...
Really? Yeah,
I did. Dude's built like a house. I went up to him, and I said...
Is he,
He's the backup.
He's the backup. Who's the starter? Oh, Kyler.
Kyler, when he's not, yeah. But Kyler's hurt.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Torn ACL.
I was saying Colt's the man this year, right?
So I went up to him, I tapped him on the back, go, hey, buddy. And I said, keep that spiral tight this year. I go, we're going to need you. And I just smacked him on the back of the head and walked out. Guy's built like a house, dude.
He would have to go like that. Wait, is he big?
Yeah.
Like tall?
He's not too tall. He's not like a 6'4". Yeah. But he's like a, like, I was looking at him like, I would.
You'd fuck him?
No, like, I'd start him.
Oh, okay. Same, yeah.
Like,
okay.
Over Kyler.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I would start him over Kyler, too.
Yeah, he's got that, like, quarterback. He was wearing, like, a forwards hat.
Yeah, like that. Like, you're not, like...
His license plate was, no.
Yeah.
No, he was a vibe, dude. I just saw him, and I was like, that man is a quarterback.
He's got that southern quarterback vibe.
Yeah, I'm not going to say, like, the food he's buying, but... I wanted to say something, but just, like, why, you know? Like, he deals with that too much. The guy was a Longhorn. He
also, like, what are you going to say to him?
Yeah, like, what would I say to an NFL quarterback?
I always think, like, if I see someone that, like, is like, famous, I'm not going to say anything to him unless it's something that's going to, like, they're going to, like, remember that. Like, if I see someone famous, I'll, like, whisper something. I'll be like, hey, boner pussy. And they're going to be, like... In, like, 2 years, they're going to, like, randomly be sitting on, like, a lawn chair at their house. And they'll be like, holy fuck, remember that time that guy in Whole Foods just walked up to me and said boner pussy?
He's going to be, like, in the huddle, like, ready, green 93, green 93. And then in his head, he's going to be like, bro, why did that kid say boner pussy?
Yeah, that's going to be one of those things that, like, you know, like when you wake up at, like, 4 a.m. and you can't go back to sleep and you think about shit? That's going to be, like, his 4 a.m. memory.
Yeah, and then he fumbles the snap. And they're like, what the fuck? Third and one. You can't do that there. You can't fumble the snap on third and one there. Fuck!
Get off the field. Get that son of a bitch off the field.
Get off the field. Yeah, quarterback. I think it's a really cool series. Dude, it made me like Patrick Mahomes.
I've honestly... He's in every commercial, but, like, I honestly have always liked Patrick Mahomes. He's the coolest player to watch.
And his wife didn't bother me at all. Like, on Twitter and everywhere, like, the cool thing to do is, obviously, Jackson's a different story because he's...
That guy got so much that whole thing, he got so much unfair hate, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Another person I'm going to talk about who gets unfair hate, too.
Who?
It's not in sports, but it's a completely different...
I was just going to say, Brittany Mahomes did not bother me at all, dude. I thought she was, like, supportive. Like, people were commenting on her at the game, yelling, like, let's go! And I'm like, yeah, that's completely normal. Her husband
plays for the team. He's
the quarterback.
He's a star player.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, I just don't get... I think people always want to get mad at the family of the players.
And I'm not pandering to women, because a lot of people are like, oh, don't pander to women. Dude, I do not... Guys pander to women to get pussy. I do not care about pussy, I promise. Yeah. I swear. That sounds like a guy that only cares about
pussy. Yeah, it does. But
I'm really backing myself into a corner right now. Fuck! But no, she didn't bother me. Mariota was cool. Kirk Cousins is the man.
Is he?
Oh, dude, he's the best.
I would love to watch the show.
I forgot you didn't watch it.
But you can talk about it, because I'm sure most of the people have watched it.
Yeah. Mariota's gay. I didn't even know that.
He's gay?
No, I just made that up.
I feel like that would have heard that. Because, you know... what was I gonna say?
You're gonna say you're talking about somebody that you get unfair hate.
And I was just gonna say I just can't get into Netflix, and I refuse to get a new account. Like, not because I'm cheap.
Go off, King.
Yeah, but I have unlike everyone else, I have actually principles.
Mm.
Like in the high school I went to, I had a principal.
Woo! Who gets unfair hate though?
I think
are they working in there? You hear any?
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why we wanted to record during the weekend.
Yeah.
And we didn't because
we were too hungover.
So we were gonna record Saturday. Okay, like normal thing we do. Got too drunk on Friday, so we were too hungover on Saturday, and we were like, you know what, can't record when we're hungover because it usually sucks. Let's do it tomorrow. Drink more on Saturday.
Yeah. Dude, I drank way more. So many espresso martinis. It was like 1 in the morning, and I was literally like,
You were chugging. The guy next to me
is like, dude, are you kidding?
You were drinking all.
Dude, I was housing espresso martinis. I was like, they're like. They were egging me on, though.
I'm kind of surprised the bartender was serving you that much, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Like, not serving you that much, serving you that much martini.
Dude, I had, like, Parkinson's in the middle of the night. I was like,
oh. Yeah, you were doing Harlem Shake.
It was like you're starting a car in the winter, and it gives you that extra rumble. You're trying to get warm, and I was like, bro, I should not have drank all the espresso martinis. But anyway, yeah, we couldn't record yesterday because we were too banged up. I wasn't that banged up yesterday, but I was like, I don't know, who fucking cares what I was, honestly.
Yeah.
What's going on with the fucking show? It's podcast, bro. Wait.
Amy Schumer.
I look like Amy Schumer?
No, I think she's, I missed like 6 months of something because I didn't realize everybody hated her so much. She was supposed to be like the originally casted in Barbie, like before Margot Robbie. And that's why it kind of reminded me. And then there was like a bunch of mean tweets, like, thank fucking God. I was like, yeah, maybe. Like, Margot Robbie's like a really great actress, but I feel like the hate that Amy Schumer gets is like insanely unfair. I feel like I always thought she was like kind of funny, but maybe I'm in the minority there.
This is a tough one. I know the libs are going to get pissed at this, but like, her playing Barbie is like,
because she's not,
it's
traditionally what Barbie looks like. Because
I didn't say it. You said it.
I think she
steals jokes and shit, though.
Oh, is that a thing?
Like, in her stand-up comedy, she has, like, openly stolen content from people.
See, now I learn everything. I'm learning something.
That's why.
I didn't know.
People don't hate her because of her looks.
No, I think people have these weird things where they'll always turn on certain people no matter what.
Yeah, no. I think it's a industry thing with her.
I mean,
she could play Barbie. Who the fuck am I to say that? But like,
I wasn't saying she should have played Barbie. I was just saying I saw like a bunch of really like fuck her tweets. I just didn't know that she was that hated. And I think that would have been a different casting. Like, it would have been a completely different movie. So yeah. I agree. And also, Margot Robbie is like in her queen era right now. Like, she's every movie she touches turns to gold. So it makes sense that they like gave it to her anyways.
She's a little minx.
Yeah, she's got her fastball. She's throwing 102 on the gun. She's painting it black.
Yeah, I'm not going to get into like the Schumer thing, but like, I feel like, let's say there was a movie about Channing Tatum. I can't be the actor. Look at me.
Yeah, you're too hot.
Yeah. I'm irresistibly hot. But anyway, this podcast is brought to you by Magic Mind. I have to do this before the 20-minute.
Can I have one of those, actually? I'm going to drink one.
Yep.
I'm going to have one.
Pop one right over to you. No look. Magic Mind, Jeff, zoom in on this, please. You drink it daily for a sharper mind, steady energy, and less stress. I love it. I have one every single day. It has matcha, nootropics, adaptogens, immunity. The flow states await you. People keep hitting me up, and they keep asking me, does that shit work? Does it make you trip? No, it doesn't make you trip, you douchebag. Like, what the fuck? You fucking douchebag. It's literally just a health shot. It boosts your energy. For me personally, I drink it with my coffee. It keeps me less jittery. And I just stay focused. I get focused. I get in the zone. There's three rules to this. You shake it, you breathe, and then you drink it. But yeah, dude, it's just a little health shot. Look it up. MagicMind.com. Use code GENES20 for a heavy discount. It's fucking steep as hell, dude.
Yeah, it's like 56% or
something. I don't know if you could have two in one day.
I mean, but I'm sure you could, but I feel like I think the purpose of it would be...
It'll help you with your stress, but yeah, I like it.
Bro, this has as much vitamin D as you should have in a day, and over 100%. I don't know how that works, but it says you have it says that 111% of your vitamin C.
Yeah, it's fire,
dude. I have vitamin C coming out of my penis hole.
Yeah, if you struggle with, like, anxiety or stress or, like, anything like that, this will immediately cure it. Right away. You will never have stress ever again for the rest of your life if you drink this shit. And it's a personal guarantee for me and the company. And the company said if I personally guarantee everything to run it by them, and I'm not doing it. This podcast, do you want to read this?
What's this?
It's just the next ad, but I'm out of breath. That sounds really bad in the mic, by the way.
Does it?
Yeah.
I'm going to keep doing it then.
Yeah, keep doing it.
I don't give a fuck. Cannonballs! This summer, it's not about the size of those cannonballs. It's about making a splash with our friends at Manscaped.
Whoa!
Prep for barbecue season by making sure your grill master has the hottest dogs the summer's ever seen. When you're at the cookout, let that meat speak for itself with the Manscaped Performance Package 4.0. Manscaped, you have a typo in this. It's time to get ready and not sweaty by going to Manscaped and using the code WETJEANS for 20% off and free. What did you say? Free shipping. Did I mention this trimmer is waterproof too? Beach, pool, or shower, this razor will devour the strongest pubes. Go down to the beach and start trimming your pubes right in the ocean. So get 20% off and free shipping with the code WETJEANS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code WETJEANS at manscaped.com. Manscaped. The perfect way, get your... Okay, they got a couple typos in here that I'm going to need to address. So, that's Manscaped. That, you know. Look, he's doing... we're doing reverse crunches. This is a fitness pod.
Oh, by the way, before I forget, that's my ass, bro. Shout out to the person that sent that to our P.O. box.
Yep, she... I think she DM'd us saying there was she sent something to the P.O. box, and I didn't know what it was, and...
I thought it was going to be a pic of her ass.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping...
Dude, all the blood's rushing to my head. Could you imagine if I did the rest of the pod like this?
We should do an upside down pod.
Dude, get upside down. It's actually kind of
bats
sick.
Would love this pod.
Who?
Bats.
This is a bat podcast.
This is a bat pod.
Look what I'm doing. You won't do it. Oh my god, it hurts. Wait, we're upside down on the podcast if you're not watching this.
I just want to hit. Okay.
The Daily Loud just tweeted. The first podcasters to ever do a podcast upside down.
The Daily Loud.
Ow, it's hurting my neck. I would pay so much money to have the Daily Loud to never show up on my feed again.
Yeah, I feel like I've muted it like 12 times and it still shows up.
Oh, dude, this hurts. Yeah. I might have to get out of here.
Yeah, all right, this is what we're going to do. Holy fuck.
Dude, UFC 291 is going to be sick.
Oh, dude,
that was sick. Should have never let me get a bucket hat.
I'm sweating.
Did you pop a Molly, Daddy? Remember that meme? The dad goes, I'm sweating. And the girl in the backseat goes, did you pop a Molly? I hurt my ankle doing that.
I remember that.
I got so much respect for UFC guys. Like, I just hurt my ankle doing that. And they fight people.
I don't know how they fight people and then shake hands with them. Like, if I fight people, I get super mad at them.
Sometimes they fight mid-round, dude.
They what?
I mean, they handshake mid-round.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. Dude, like, there was a guy, he was fighting on his back, Paul Craig, and he was fighting on his back, and, like, I don't even know where I was going with that, but yeah, sometimes they shake hands mid-round. They go, good job, bud.
Do you see that? They caught that Long Island killer.
Yeah, dude. What's with people in Long Island like forgetting how to hide bodies? If you're gonna be a serial killer, don't get caught.
Do you know how they found him? Like how they caught his ass?
No, how?
No, I don't know. I was asking.
I don't know. Why? You assume I know that because I'm from Long Island?
No, I was just I didn't do the research, so I was hoping that you would know.
Classic. Nah, but is that the guy that was killing people and putting them in the sand dunes?
I think it was.
Oh, just like a tough place to like.
Netflix licking their. They're sexy little chops right now.
I would never hide bodies in the sand dunes because, like, there's so many ticks there. I feel like you would get a tick walking in the high grass and the dunes.
Yeah. They love... I don't know what it is, but ticks love high grass.
People are still killing people, huh? Unreal. In the summer?
I know.
Come
especially
on,
with
dude.
This humidity.
Play like...
Actually, I don't know. These bodies have been buried for a long time.
But I assume he buried him in the summer, though. That's when, not like the sand dunes are popping.
What do you think murder season would be?
Say like summer.
You definitely don't want to do winter because the ground's too hard to dig up, and you can't just like dump them in the snow because then like in a month and a half, when April rolls around, spring starts, the flowers start growing, snow's gonna start melting, those bodies are gonna be like right there.
Summer, everyone's busy. Everyone's busy playing, you know, wiffle ball and pool basketball.
But there's less sports on.
Getting married. There's no yeah.
So I don't know. Like, yeah, I guess. I feel like it'd have to be summer.
Summer vacation's all I ever want. You ever play pool basketball as a kid, by the way?
All the time.
Yeah, dude, that is vicious. I used to call fouls on my brother for having toenails that were too long.
Really?
Yeah, I used to make him go in the house and clip his toenails because they would, like, scratch me. Like, if I'm driving the hoop and he would be defending me, like, his toenails would always cut me, and I'd call a foul. Call it a bitch move if you want, but... I'll go get out of the pool and go cut your toenails. It's insane.
Long toenails is tough because, like, if they're long, I don't know. I feel like it would hurt if you, like, jam
hell
them.
Hell yeah,
your,
it hurts.
Jam them into your. And also, if you feel like you're wearing shoes, you jam them into your own shoe.
I don't know. You got to ask him. But I feel like that was it's a vicious sport. I was good at it, though. I was nasty at it.
Slam ball is coming back.
What's that?
We're starting to, like, create a lot of sports recently. Have you noticed that? Like slap. What's that slap ball? Where that Dana White shit? What is it?
Power slap.
Power slap. And then there's that one. Slam ball. I think it's called. It's like the trampoline basketball. That's back.
My ACL's just hurt thinking about that.
When was the last time you were on a trampoline?
Oh man, long time ago. Probably before my parents' divorce.
Did you guys have a trampy?
Yeah, my mom hated it.
You guys had a lean? Yeah. I feel like that's very, like, from what I know about your mom, that's like, no, doesn't seem like what
she hated it, dude. So we got
it's
one.
So dangerous.
And then she like said, "Fine, we'll keep it, but there needs to be a net around it." So then we had to get a net around it, like in case you fell off. But they're very dangerous.
It's so insane. Trampolines probably killed more people than opioids. Like in the Northeast, like in like the early like 2000s.
Yeah. Just out there jumping up and down.
Falling right off. Yeah. My brother broke his wrist on one.
Builds character though.
It does.
Kids these days will never know what it's like to jump on a trampoline. Like how exciting it is.
We had one of the ones with the cage, like not the cage, but it's like has a side around it. So we used to pretend like it was a wrestling cage. And we had our own wrestling show called Trampatine. Mm. My name is Rage, and my finisher was the Road Rage, and I was fucking good. I was good.
Were you?
Yeah.
You guys had just matches out back in the summer?
We used to, like, tape them and stuff, yeah.
Do you have that footage?
No. We used to make movies all the time. We made this movie called President. It was a series, President versus King, and it was about, like, the president of a country and then a king of another country, like, beefing. It was pretty good.
That's what you guys did in the summer?
That's what we used to do all the time growing up, just make movies.
So New Hampshire, you, dude. Yeah, I think pool basketball was the top one. We would play a version. We would wrestle. You know what we would do? You ever have a skateboard with no wheels on it and jump on the trampoline with it and like do kickflips and shit?
Yeah.
That was the best. I'd be out there for hours just doing that, just getting no pussy. Like everyone's asking everyone to the dance, and I'm just out there on the trampoline wearing a long sleeve shirt with a t-shirt over it. So yeah, like the long sleeve shirt comes out from, you know that look?
Do you remember the ones with like the thumb hole?
Yeah, like Avril Lavigne type shit. Yeah. Like I looked like Avril Lavigne for a decent amount of my middle school career. But yeah, I was doing shit like that. Wiffle ball, Marco Polo.
I thought you just had a tick on me.
There's no ticks in Arizona, I don't think.
Bro, there's some fucking... There's some wild... I don't think so, but there's some wild... it was, I guess, something attached to my shirt that kept like touching me. I always think I got ticks on me. I have like tick... what do you call it? Like paranoia.
Tick, tick, boom. It is like prime Marco Polo season right now for the.
I used to always
privileged
cheat.
Kids. You were a cheater, Marco Polo. Yeah. You fucking asshole.
I had no fucking Marco Polo. I had no MPI.
Yeah, remember we used to shout, "You're opening your eyes."
Marco Polo integrity. Yeah, yeah, I would. Oh yeah, you're opening your eyes. And did you ever have the, like when someone was? Do you guys have the rule where if there was someone out of the water, you could yell "fish out of water"?
Yep.
Yeah, that was like the like.
So if somebody got out of the water, you would just be like squinting, but you could see them be like, "Fish out of water."
Yeah, and it was like so obvious when someone was out of water because, I don't know, you could like hear it. Like water makes noise when you get out of it.
Dude, in my hood, if you got caught cheating in Marco Polo and you were an eye opener, you get probably jumped.
Really?
Nah. but people used to cheat for sure.
Bruh, I've been just...
What is that?
I've been on Circle K coffee so much.
That is lately. Such a large coffee.
Yeah, because I'm going to give you guys, this isn't a finance podcast, but I'm going to give you some marketing or some stock advice. Buy Circle K to go bankrupt, because they have this thing called Sip and Save, and it's $10 a month, and you get a free drink a day where it could be polar or it could be like coffee. I get one every day. I'm taking every month, I'm saving like $70 a month. I'm bankrupting the Circle K near me, and they're gonna go out of business soon.
Why don't you just steal it?
But it's only $10. $10 a month, you get one drink a day for free.
That's insane.
It's like the best deal of all. This isn't. I don't read ads for people that don't pay me usually, but Circle K is giving away free shit.
Yeah, this is not a finance podcast, but holy shit, that's a crazy deal.
Yeah, it used to be $5, which is insane. That's two coughs.
You ever see Circle K commercials? They're like, they act like it's like a.
Like it's a, like this like magical community. Experience. Yeah. Yeah, like when you walk in and like there's people greeting you and saying, "Hey, like, hey, Steven, welcome back." When in reality, there's some dude with no shirt on and like cargo shorts ODing on heroin in the corner. Yeah.
Some huge bitch that's just like so dirty with like half purple hair, kind of put up in like a messy bun.
She has a dog.
Drooling on herself.
She has a dog, and you just feel terrible for the dog because you know that. It's probably not getting the best life.
What the fuck are you looking at? What are you looking at?
Why do they gravitate to gas stations or Circle K? What, I guess it's
crackheads?
Yeah.
Just a lot of things going on there.
Yeah.
It's kind of a vibe. People pulling in, people getting gas, people going in with money. It's an easy place to beg. They have it's like Disney World for crackheads.
Oh, that's a good point, actually. I always wonder,
snacks?
Like, I always wonder, like, where I would, if I was to be homeless, like, where the best place to live would be. And I don't really know. Like, here would be nice.
Circle K is up there, dude. That's, like, the rich homeless people.
What about, like, geographically, though? Like, here would be nice until right now, my brother in Christ. It doesn't even get below 90 at night.
Mm-mm.
So you're not sleeping outside. I'll tell you that for free. But, like, you wouldn't want to be in the Northeast. It's fucking cold as hell most of the
year. Did you press record?
Yeah.
All right. yeah, you're right. I mean, here's the thing. I would be a homeless guy in Arizona from, like, end of September to May. But then once it hits May and it starts getting hot, like, you and your homeless brothers, you got to...
go east for winter.
I don't know why I said brothers like that. But you gotta migrate. You got to be like geese, like Canadian geese.
Yeah, I wonder if they actually do that, though.
I bet you they do. I bet you they work their way up to, like, Flagstaff. Go be homeless up there for a bit. Hang out.
Flagstaff? I don't know, man.
Yeah.
You're not going to get a lot of... You're not going to be able to beg a lot up there.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like the idea... I feel like I would be in Florida. Like, North Florida.
Yeah, I'd probably go Florida.
What about you?
I would probably go somewhere like maybe like South Carolina.
Ooh.
Because it never really gets brutal there.
Yeah.
I mean, it gets humid as hell, but like that's just something you got to deal with. Like, you're homeless. That's part of being homeless. It's
part
of
not having a house. Yeah.
Yeah, which is the unfortunate side of not having like anywhere to live is like the fucking, you got to get ready for that weather.
I wouldn't go to California just because it's so overpopulated. Like, no. Imagine the homeless people trying to move into like Hollywood Boulevard. No. The homeless people there would be like, dude, there's not enough space.
I think a lot of
go
places,
to Texas.
A lot of places ship their homeless people. Like, they put them on buses and ship them to California.
Who does that?
A lot of cities do.
Really?
I know some. I was reading about. Yeah, that's.
I mean, it's an interesting business model.
Yeah, it seems like the unfair to the homeless people, but.
Wait, they don't want to go? They're making them go? They're like, get on this bus. Like, they lure them with, like, a fishing pole, and attached to the lure is, like, a bag of Cheez-Its, and they cast it on the bus. And the
I don't know how they get them on, to be honest with you. I bet they do a lot of dark shit.
I bet they pitch it. Like, hey, listen.
Like a timeshare?
Yeah.
You can get a free weekend in the Poconos, but you got to listen to this timeshare meeting on this homeless timeshare.
I bet you they pitch them. Like, where's like a clean city? Like, what's a really clean city?
In America? It's going to be tough to find.
Yeah, because all our money's in fucking Ukraine.
Yeah. I love making comments like that because you know that someone, like, you could say anything about anything and someone will get
what?
Mad.
What did you say? What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Ukraine, we gotta stop the war on drugs. Stop the war on drugs. Send them to me. Just kidding. I don't do drugs. But yeah, I feel like the clean city, like Vancouver's clean, but that's in Canada. Fuck.
Yeah.
What's a clean city? Like, come on. We can't even think of a clean city.
In America?
That's yeah. Like, what's a city that you've been to that's clean? Salt Lake City. I've been to
I've never been
Utah's
there.
Clean.
Yeah, I bet Utah would be clean.
So you think they take all the Utah homeless people and they're just like, look, we're going to tell you guys about this place, but only you guys. We're going to get on this bus. You can go, but don't tell anyone. And then they get on the bus and they ship them to LA and then they just can't get back.
Probably. It's probably a lot like that. They do some... We do some shady shit after the sun sets.
Mm.
Yeah.
I bet you, where are the hottest homeless girls? I think out here can contend.
I'm sorry. I just blacked out trying to think if I've seen that here. But, like, yeah. There's not that many homeless people in this specific area.
I saw a homeless guy today, dude, and he had a sign, and it said, like, USMC vet, right? And, like, bro, you were in the Marine Corps. Like, with all due respect, like, you got to figure this out on your own. Like, you were in Iraq, like, doing missions. Like, you got to figure this out.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. It's hard to tell because
they're lying, you think?
They could be lying. Like, who's going to call out him? Like, who's going to stop and be like, show me your purple heart?
What platoon were you in?
Yeah, like, what rank?
Do 10 push-ups.
Probably couldn't.
Bro, if you were in the U.S. Marine Corps, like this guy's sign said, and you're on the side of the highway begging, everyone has issues, right?
You'd
like,
be surprised how many homeless people are. We don't.
No, I know that.
We don't treat
it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I was
Ron DeSantis is sending all our money to fucking Ukraine.
I still don't really know who he is, by the way.
I don't know. It's just a trigger name, I say.
Is he the governor of Florida? Is that who that is?
Trigger the libs. Yeah, I don't know. I thought he was just like a member at Trump's golf course.
Yeah, like everyone's name in politics sounds the same to me for some reason. Like this other guy, is there another guy with the last name Santos?
Wow.
DeSantis, and there's like another guy.
DeSantos. It's his Hispanic brother.
Santos.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. I feel like, I don't know. What were we even talking about? Oh, military. I just feel like with all due respect, like if you're on the highway, but you were deployed, you got to tell yourself, like, dude, I need to reach back in my Marine Corps history and figure this out.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that everyone should be like that. I don't know. I really don't want to talk shit about homeless people because everyone has their problems, but yeah.
Yeah, that's a tough world out there.
Yeah, I gave him a couple bucks.
Being homeless isn't even like a it used to be kind of looked down upon, but like if you've seen rent these days, being homeless is like the most understandable shit of all time. Yeah. You can't even if you work a full-time job, you can't even live in a one bedroom and be able to afford food. So it's like if I see a homeless person now, I just be like, "Yo, like I totally get it."
I respect that. Interest rates are like 7%. Rent's going up 5-7% every year.
Yeah. And I don't even know what any of that means.
Groceries are up.
Groceries are way up.
Groceries are up.
I like it's crazy. Like you a box of ring dings these days is like
ring dings.
You know what was
ring dings.
You know what I'm in the mood for? I was talking about with my buddy there those Little Debbie oatmeal cakes. Those things used to fucking smack.
I don't know what that is.
It's like these two oatmeal cookies and there's cream in between, it's fucking delicious. It's like for the ultimate fat person. Like they used to, Little Debbie. If you look at Little Debbie's lineup, it's like this. It's amazing that you can buy this shit in a store when you're a 13-year-old kid, but you can't buy cigarettes. Like they make the zebra cakes, the cosmic brownies.
Oh, I know the Cosy brownies.
Yeah, that's not healthier than a cigarette, and you can't convince me otherwise.
Cosmic brownies are like instant blood clot.
You should have to be 21 to buy soda, I think.
I think you should be 21 to buy a cosmic brownie.
Yeah, and you should.
Your arteries.
To buy cosmic brownies or to buy Twinkies, you should have to. It should be like buying a gun where you can't just go in and get it. Like, you gotta, like, register and you gotta, like, wait. Like they make you wait, like, 2 weeks before they give you the gun, right? Just to make sure, to see if you're still angry enough to do it. So, like, so that's what I think they should do with, like, ring dings. Like, listen, it's, you might be, like, just mad right now. So, or just hungry right now. Like, well, you have to be 21 and we'll send you the ring dings in, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah, when if you calm still down. Want them.
Yeah, if you still relax. Want them.
But it's like if you're buying Twinkies too, it's like I feel like you definitely have to fill out an application.
Because why are you
to the state?
Because why are you eating these Twinkies? Like there's always a reason why you're eating Twinkies, and like no one just goes, I'm just gonna grab these Twinkies and eat them. There's a reason why you're doing it.
Like what did your online who catfished you?
Yeah,
I feel like dudes that eat ring dings and Twinkies are the type to get catfished. Like they show up and they're like surprised it's actually not Beyonce that they were talking to.
Yeah, the catfish is the craziest
shit.
What
a crazy world.
Because you really thought that you were talking to Beyonce? Like why?
You thought that was Selena Gomez.
You live in Iowa.
Bro, you have a hoarding problem.
Yeah, like you have a bike from 22 years ago in your living room.
How the hell did... It's funny because that little window of time, like where you were getting catfished.
Yeah, because
all these dudes were like, what?
I actually like somewhat have sympathy for people that were catfished when that show first started and when the internet first started coming up because like you didn't... It wasn't...
I don't know, dude.
Like not to that degree. Like to the point where...
Bro, there were chicks that looked like a Brahma's bull and they're like, yeah, I'm dating Chris Brown. And the host of Catfish is like, what? And she's like, yeah, look. And it's just a picture of Chris Brown on Facebook.
Yeah. Well, not like that. But not like some of the Catfish episodes, it was just a pot person.
And then the host of Catfish is like, you know how I know you're not dating Chris Brown? Because you're not covered in bruises.
Yeah. Remember? And then that's the M. Night Shyamalan twist.
End of episode. What were you saying?
But I just think it was like in the early stages of Catfish, like unless you like obviously celebrity or someone famous, it did, made no sense. So like I don't know why you would think that we could be dating like Ariana Grande, but fuck. Speaking of which, I've never seen people be so mean to a person for like no reason. By the way,
what do you mean?
That like Pop Craze and fucking Daily Loud started tweeting pictures of what her new Ariana Grande's new boyfriend looks like, and people were being so insanely mean. Like I'm officially stating this now, I will never date Ariana Grande because when they put my picture up next to hers on Pop Craze, I can't handle the backlash that I'm gonna get. People are gonna be calling me ugly. Like, really, this kid,
this fucking motherfucker,
this short pussy.
Like, dude, you gotta be so mentally tough to date Ariana Grande.
Yeah, like you gotta be. Oh my
god, that guy is getting put on a barbecue at 500 degrees. Jeff, throw up a picture of this guy. Whoosh. And he's like, he might be a good guy, and like also he's getting hella toppy from Ariana Grande. Like,
yeah, he's getting that Grande.
Celebrate
top.
This guy.
I just think like, man,
they're just like, we're getting who is this fucking pussy?
Yeah, they're like, I saw tweets like, I understand Ariana Grande likes to date ugly guys, but this is a new low.
I would kill myself if I looked like this guy.
I was seeing tweets like that. Maybe, I don't know, maybe he's just like he's funny.
Yeah. Everyone always goes to the dick too. I was like, what if he has a big dick? Dude, not all chicks like big dicks.
It proved that the funny thing is a fallacy, by the way, that you can just be funny and get pussy. He could have been funny and no one knows.
Yeah.
But they just like went and they're like, really, this guy? Like, that's how I think people would say about me. Like, really, him? Like, when, like, say I'm dating I start an intimate relationship with a girl and she's like on my Instagram.
Oh, you get torched.
And she's showing her friends my Instagram. I'm like pretty sure I'll get the really him.
Dude, I would be in the comments.
Yeah.
I'd be like, this idiot?
Are you serious? This
is
the guy.
What the fuck? Why did Rob just comment on that?
Why is Rob grilling my ass?
Yeah, that guy got torched, dude. What, I think we need to flip the ship. We should say, why is this king dating Ariana Grande?
She
sucks.
He can do better. Actually,
he can do better.
He was with a woman, and they had a kid and stuff. So
before that, like, he has a baby mama?
Yeah. Like, recently, they had a kid's like four.
Ariana Grande's hella sus, dude. I would never go near that.
Yeah, you're asking for trubs.
Anyone could have a high ponytail, dude.
Even me.
Yeah. I want to, like, really go in on her looks and then clip it and put it on the internet, even though I don't mean it. I mean, she's a good-looking girl, but I'm just personally not into girls that go into donut shops and spit on donuts.
Does she do that?
Yeah, dude.
I don't know anything.
I bring it up, like, every three episodes. It's on video. She goes into a fucking bagel shop or a donut shop, and she spits on the fucking food.
What? When was this?
She's a douchebag.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I thought she was Hispanic my whole life till like 3 weeks ago. Someone's like, bro, she's Italian. I'm like, what a fucking fraud, dude.
Is she Italian? I thought she's.
She might just be white. I don't even know.
She's. I think she's a. I think she's a Jewish girl from Boca Raton. I'm pretty sure.
She's Jewish.
I think so. That's such a funny response to that.
What? Not in a bad way, but like, she's everything.
Yeah, she.
Give me a real girl. Give me the Catch Me Outside girl. As long as she's like 23.
Whatever happened to her?
I don't know.
She popped. She dropped that. She dropped her OF when she turned 18. Made like $7 billion in 2 hours, and then just disappeared. Dude, which is like the
respect,
way you should do.
We gotta get her on the pod. I respect the hell out of that girl.
Me too. I would.
What's her name? Bad Barbie. Bad Baby.
It's like I don't.
Bad Bunny.
It's Bad Bunny.
Chicks are really into him recently. I wonder when that cycle is gonna end. Because it was Jack Harlow.
Bad,
now Bad Bunny's
Miles Teller, Bad Bunny.
Who's getting the next? Who's up next? I think it might be you. Oh my god, Andy! Oh my god!
If I ever become
his vibe, though,
if I ever become like a heartthrob, there's a serious hotness drought in America.
Serious mental health epidemic.
Yeah. My god! But his vibe.
All you
it's just
need,
me like this.
All you need to do, with a dangly earring.
I'm gonna get the most dangliest earring ever.
His vibe, though, that's all it takes.
I wonder how much is it. Probably the ice is really smacking around there. I wonder how much the mic is picking
up. Shake
it up.
Who cares? Make a bunch of noise in here. I don't give a fuck. We're at 54 minutes, which is kind of crazy. Kind of lost track in the middle of this episode. Like,
yeah,
we're all over the place.
Yeah, I feel like we didn't even have any fluidity. We got anything up there?
I don't know. We got UFC 291 coming up.
When's that?
Bro, this week, Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City?
The card is insane. It's like one of the best cards I've ever seen.
Kind of concerns me, though.
Why?
Because whenever the card's sick.
No, this is different.
I'm not gonna bring my bad vibes to it. I'm just saying.
Keep your
first
bad.
Of all, I'm a prelim guy all the way. I can't. If I ever get tickets to a UFC event, I'm sitting like ringside, and I'm going to the prelims and I'm leaving before the main event. The prelims are always way better. There's people. You're fighting for everything. You're making Dana White's paying you $15,000 to get your head blown off by some dude from Brazil, and there's no one in the crowd. Come on.
If I was a UFC fighter, dude, the second I go up against somebody, I'm like, who is it? And they tell me, like, Israel Bonfim. And I'm like, that could be some guy from, like, Jordan. That could be from, and I go, Brazilian? And they go, yeah. They go, I tweaked my knee. I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm out. Like, get me out
I
of
would
here.
Just eat a bunch of burgers before the weigh-in.
Yeah, just miss weight by, like, 9 pounds. That's what Hazmat did one time.
What'd he do?
He missed weight by, like, 8 pounds. And they're like, bro, what are you doing? And he was like.
8 pounds is so much?
He actually said he was cutting weight. And the doctors were like, you can't cut this much weight. It's not healthy. He's like, fine, I'll stop. And then just. They didn't even fight. They shifted around the card. But anyway, yeah, dude, I just love watching UFC because then after I feel like I could fight and I just want to get in the mirror and just throw combinations, dude, all day.
I love getting stoned. For some reason, I love getting stoned in watching UFC. Like, I feel like I see the fights better, but I always end up shadow boxing in my apartment by myself.
Yeah, just not know what you're doing. Just going.
Yeah, like, and you start to get, like, you start to, like, think that you could fight.
Yeah.
Which is insane.
Like, I genuinely think that if someone tried to take me down, I would defend it in UFC. Like, if Conor McGregor, like, that's how I feel, though, after I watch UFC.
Like, your ego gets inflated. Because there's something about a fight. It just gets your adrenaline rocking.
Chicks will never get that.
Yeah.
Like, you know how we don't get how they take long in the bathroom? I don't get it. They don't get how we feel after a UFC fight. Like, when you watch a UFC fight, after you think, like, I do, like, 20 push-ups. I get a little pump going. I go in the street looking for fights. Like, I look for problems. Like, I will put someone in a leg lock, and I don't even know how to do that.
I'll just be shouldering the employee at, like, fucking Circuit City.
Throwing elbows. Like, random elbows. Like.
Sometimes I'll listen to Linkin Park.
I'll get someone on the ground, and I'll just be like, tap, put him in a body triangle like this.
You actually got him pretty good right now.
Right, like this is a tight body triangle.
Yeah, he's tapping.
You actually want to have your legs like this.
You're like, yeah,
you're
you want.
Tapping. If I have you like this,
buddy, you're tapping like you're.
Tap, and then if he doesn't tap out, what you do, you just take his back, you slide, get top position, take his back like this.
Oh, you got him. Oh, shit. You got him right where you want him. Stop, 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 stop. He's not defending himself. He's not defending himself. Oh.
Hit him in the back of the head with a 12-6 elbow. It's actually legal now. You just go.
Boom.
You fucking kill him.
Damn. You actually just torched that table.
Yeah.
Torched his ass.
I definitely just cracked the hell out of my phone. But, yeah, I feel like that's something that. Like, that's the kind of shit.
That's the kind of shit.
That shit I do after I watch the UFC.
Yeah. I'll be putting Romeo in a triangle hold.
Where is Romeo? He was supposed to be on this episode.
I was thinking about bringing him.
Come on. Dude, you can't tell me he can't. All right.
I'll bring him for a episode. I just got to, like, figure out how I'm going to do it.
You put him in the basket.
He does. He'll claw.
There's no way.
He did
Jeff,
it last time.
Jeff, throw up a picture of a travel bag for cats. So
he caught it. He got out. The zipper.
How?
Because for some reason they just, like, cats are so different, man.
Bro, if you put him. I know they are. I have one for my dad. Bro, I gotta tell you this off camera how fucked up that was. But anyway,
you told me that story.
Insane. Yeah. How I was a kid.
I thought you've told it on here before.
Have actually. I?
You are maybe the.
I had a pet. Long story short, it just got taken away from me because somebody didn't feel like having it in the house anymore. I'm just like, well, that's my pet.
Yeah.
No wonder I am the way I am. Anyway, hot and cute. Anyway, if you get a travel bag right for cats, and you put them in it, and then you zip it. You're telling me he can get out.
He did. It's a fact. He got out.
How?
Because cats are so, like, they're just different. He got out. He zippered it closed. It was completely zippered. He just got out.
How? I wanted.
He just, for some reason, he was just clawing. And next thing I know, I was getting nervous. I was driving at the same time. And he was, like, meowing, like, some different type of meow. Like, this meow, like, it had some fucking, like, he thought I was going to kill him or some shit. And I was like, Romeo, stop. I was almost started crying, actually. And then he got out. And I was like, fuck, I'm driving. If he starts going crazy, like clawing my face, this is it.
Yeah.
Because I'm in the left lane.
Oh, and you're going right over the median.
Oh, yeah, big time. I'm going into oncoming traffic. But he just sat in my lap. So I could bring him and have him sit in my lap and then bring him in here, and maybe he'll sit in my lap in here. He might piss everywhere.
Yeah, that is a problem.
So that's what I'm worried. The piss is what I'm worried about.
We can get the mic. Because I want to have
he pissed in my car, too.
Ooh.
My car still smells like piss.
OxyClean?
I will never clean that car.
Yeah.
You've seen that car before. Though. That car is going to be a relic.
But that's tough, though, to clean. Like, in a car, piss smell, like, that's tough. You need OxyClean for sure.
Also, it's a 2008 Accord. Like, I'll just let the piss sit in there. It's not a big deal.
We got to get him on the show, I feel like. Next week, maybe?
I can try to get him down here. I'll talk to his
pope. I can't believe this is a thing. What do you mean you try? You're daddy. He's cat.
Yeah, but he's like, he's a timid little fucker. Just like his dad.
Should get animal control in here. No.
We should get, when I had one of those I never had one of these other than this one time when I was younger. We had one of those birthday things where my mom got like a reptile guy to come over.
Oh yeah.
And he was putting snakes around her shoulders. It was crazy. He put like this big like anaconda bullshit on her shoulders. It was like sheds onto your neck. It's wild.
Yeah. That's like the ultimate white kid birthday party.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Iguanas.
And the guy
shit.
Was like super Australian.
Yeah. Definitely has issues.
It was cool.
He has to keep all that stuff in his basement. It was cool. Like, what was the cool? Was it? What if the anaconda just was hungry, and he started just squeezing the hell out of you and killed you?
I can't feel it.
This isn't supposed to happen.
I'm choking. I'm choking.
Get him off.
Stop.
Your mom's just like, get him off. Get him off. It's his birthday.
Snakes are. I don't fuck with snakes. No. I don't fuck with any animal that's gone through the series of evolution and still just hasn't felt the need to develop legs.
Yeah.
Like.
Facts.
Dude. That's crazy to me.
That's a great point. That's a great point.
I just don't fuck with that.
Those motherfuckers still don't have legs.
They don't want them. And that's what's so vexing to me. Like, they know they can get legs that they want in reality, and they just don't want them.
Mm.
Evolution's crazy. Yeah. Or evolution or God. I don't want to disrupt anyone. I don't want
Anaconda strangles 12-year-old Connor's birthday party.
Local podcaster choked to death by Anaconda.
We should have an episode where we get a reptile guy in here and just have like iguanas running around.
Yeah, they're just free to do whatever they want.
Yeah, like oh.
There's a lot here. Like in the summer when I go run, I ran today because
Are you nuts?
Because I'm a sick motherfucker. 110 degrees, baby. And yeah, sometimes where I run, they're just like there's just iguanas and shit like running under your feet.
You're nuts for running in this heat.
I'm different,
dude. I can barely get to my car. I had to go to two different grocery stores today, too. I was looking for salmon, garlic herb, and everywhere I went, they had, like, bourbon-flavored lemon something. All I wanted was garlic and herb, salmon and herb, whatever.
Why are you so, so dialed in on that specific
I had it last week, and it was so good, so I wanted to have it again.
Interesting.
Yeah. That was pretty much it. But, yeah, we can end this, dude. We're in over an hour.
Wow.
Whoa! I can't believe I choked out that table.
Table tap.
Didn't have a chance. First round?
Yeah, that was a first round knocky.
Literally, where are you at, Bo Nickel? Where are you at? If I want a UFC fight in the octagon and they're like, and Joe Rogan's like, that was a spectacular fight. I love watching you fight. Who do you want to call out next? I will call out the craziest motherfucker in the world, knowing damn well I wouldn't fight him.
I would call people that, I would call it God.
I'd be like,
I want God in the ring. Me versus you, fucker.
Me versus you, you. Fuck Jesus, too. Fuck you. Fuck Mary, too. Fuck Abraham, too.
I'll eliminate your bloodline. They're always saying the most insane shit. You know what bothers me sometimes? Is when the fighters put their arm around like Joe Rogan when he's wearing like a dress shirt. Like, bro, you know how sweaty you are?
They always grab, if you see Joe Rogan, he has the microphone like this, they always put their hand over his hand and yell into the mic.
Yeah, like, you don't need to do that. He's holding the mic, so you don't even have to use your hands at all.
It's just the adrenaline, dude.
Yeah, it's that, like, you just want to fucking, like, start taking shit.
I'd be like, get me! Like, let's say I just submit that table right there, I'd be like, get me Sean O'Malley! But I'm allowed to stay at 195! You'd still kill me.
And I can use a bat.
I wonder if I was allowed to use a bat and Sean O'Malley at bantamweight 135, would I be? I don't think I'd be able to win. I think he'd take the bat out of my hand.
Yeah, I don't think he would, because is it a wooden bat? Because wooden bats are actually a lot heavier than people realize.
Yeah, he would take that bat out of my hand in under 10 seconds and knock me out with a head kick.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think a bat would help me very much.
Dude, getting knocked out by a head kick would be so fucking funny. Imagine someone kicking you in the head.
It would be funnier in, like, public.
A head kick, dude.
Like, you got into a fight and some dude started throwing, head-high kicks.
I don't think if I had a gun, I could beat Sean O'Malley. Definitely not in 5 rounds. I don't have the gas tank for that. Like, I feel like a second, I'd be like, what's his name? Herb Dean is just like, we're going to have a clean fight. All right, fighters, whatever. And then they're like, ding, ding, ding. And then, like, by the time I go reach for the gun.
Oh, it's not already out?
No.
Okay.
Like, I feel like Sean O'Malley would be all the way across the octagon and have me in a fucking full Nelson.
Are you upset that they changed Twitter to X?
I don't know. As long as Elon. I don't know, dude. I don't care.
That's the answer I was hoping for.
I just don't care. It's just like people. I love when people are on Twitter like, this is the worst.
While they're on Twitter.
Bro, delete the app.
Then leave.
Delete the app.
I don't understand that. Like, bro. Like,
there's a guy.
Oh, my God.
You know.
People just love getting mad these days. No! I think I've made the executive decision that I'm going to delete my Instagram. I just can't do it anymore.
No. Delete the app because I don't want to deal with all the messages. I'm so. The last time you did that, I had so many messages. Why did Andy delete his Instagram? I'm like,
it sucks.
I don't know. Stop asking me. No, you're not doing that to me again, dude. This is about me.
I'm doing it.
No, this is about me. If you delete your Instagram page.
I was going to try to get to 10,000 followers first and then do it because I feel like I owed it.
What are you at? You got to be close.
I owed it to the burner community, but I just can't do it anymore. Instagram's just brutal. I got people telling me to kill myself. Shit on like the wet jeans Instagram. I just can't do it anymore.
Dude, delete the app though. Don't delete your account. No, if you delete your account, I'm gonna be pissed. I can't because all that traffic gets directed to me.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. I'm telling you.
It's just because I didn't announce it. I'm announcing it.
No, you deleted your Instagram. I must have had over 5 billion.
All right, well, I'm going private.
Fine.
And then I'm deleting the app.
Fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, that's.
And I'm never going to look at my feet. Don't DM me because I'm not going
to
see it.
This is your decision. And if you have to delete the actual page, okay. But I'm telling you, as a friend, the last time you did that, the amount of messages I got, which should be heartwarming because people do care about your Instagram.
Yeah.
We're like, what? Where did Andy? I didn't care about the first 100 or the first 10. Like, where did Andy? Why did Andy delete his Instagram? Why? Over and over for weeks. I just can't deal with it, dude.
The only reason why I liked it was because, or the only reason why I still have even used it is because I get genuine joy out of seeing people stance up. So that's why I keep it. So that's the only reason why I'll keep it. But yeah, I just I've just been going on just seeing too much complaining. It's all it is. It's all just so much negativity. I can't do it anymore.
Dude, go on. Yeah, I actually, you know what? I went into the comment. I don't read my Instagram comments, but I did this weekend because people were putting their hands in their drink. And you're right. It is just like, no wonder fucking chicks get everyone, man. Everyone just gets brought down by it.
It's yeah.
Just but please don't delete it.
I saw a post.
I like how I'm begging you to not delete the account because of me.
I saw.
I don't care. Do what you got to do.
I saw a tweet today of a guy going back to like women on Instagram, how brutal it must be for like, the girl was Madison Beer. She posted on Instagram. She looks like amazing in the picture, obviously, because she's like very attractive. And some like random guy is commenting, telling her she looks fat and shit. So then people started calling the kid out. The kid just posts on his story. Please leave me alone. I'm battling depression. I have anxiety.
Yeah, but he was calling her fat.
Yeah, like, I think it's so funny. You can just call people fat and be like, you can't come at me because I'm depressed.
Yeah.
Crazy world. People are just so negative, man. I never really realized how much I despise the human race until social media, truly.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. It is wild.
Except for the people that are positive.
So you should just do something nice for people every day. People get like the girl at Black Rock Coffee today had a neck tattoo, and I was like, I like that. So I tipped her.
I mean, yeah, I could fully support that.
You got to do something nice for you. Do something nice for someone. It'll make you feel better. Yeah. Don't be on Instagram
telling women they look fat.
Telling girls that they look fat because
telling Madison Beer that her arms are starting to get fat. Like maybe you and bro.
Maybe you should kill yourself.
Yeah, how about that?
Consider it.
No one should be ever commenting anything like that on Instagram. It's just crazy. I don't know. People are just Twitter and Instagram gave people an avenue to be pieces of shit without getting any repercussions, and I think there needs to be a change.
More people need to get beat up.
Yeah.
Yeah. More people need to get brutally stabbed.
In the throat.
All right.
Wow. All right, I just, my back's starting to sweat. That's the only downside about this chair.
Dude, so even no matter how low the air gets in here, it's so hot in Arizona, the heat just comes through that fucking door. Nothing we could do.
Yeah, I actually noticed that too.
Hands are tied.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. We're going to do a giveaway. Should we just announce it on this fucking show?
Does that say Cutterbuck? Kyle Clutterbuck?
Yeah, it does. Cutterbuck. What are we going to give away? Want to do a pool shirt? No. Let's do a sweatshirt in the summer. Let's be out of control and do a sweatshirt even though it's summer.
Yeah, sweatshirt.
We have a large Wet Jeans Podcast sweatshirt right behind me. Jeff, manipulate the angle so you can get in. You can't see it. But actually, let's grab it. We're giving away one of these bad boys. Subscribe, like, and comment. We're going to pick the comment on next week's show. If you're listening to this on audio, you are brutally hurting our business. We need you to watch the show on YouTube. We put so much effort into it. I just made a table tap out. We do a lot of shenanigans, so watch it on YouTube. Like, comment, subscribe, and we are going to send somebody. It's a large. So beggars can't be choosers. We're just going to give you the size. You got to make it work.
I feel like large is a universal size. Like, if it's like people like wearing oversized hoodies anyways. So
yeah, and if you're an XL or a double XL, I don't know.
If you're a big lad,
take some Ozempic and you'll fit into this bad boy in no time.
Yeah, get that body tight.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. And everyone, stay safe, drive safe, and enjoy your Memorial Day.
And be nice to people because there's too many dickheads in this world. So be nice to people, and thank you for listening. I appreciate you. I wish I could kiss you every day of your life. Thank you.
Every day.
First thing when you wake up.